This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. One of the issues that has surfaced in reporting on mass incarceration of African-American men in Milwaukee is a question about how citations and fines for marijuana possession play into the dynamic.
It's an issue that played into a decision to significantly lower the fine for possessing small amounts of the drug. Over the past few months, the Public Policy Forum has set out to examine the impact of Milwaukee's marijuana laws and their enforcement.
The second of their two reports on the subject just came out, and Forum President Rob Henkin joins us to talk about the report's findings. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me again, Mitch.
So where does this latest report fit in with the previous research you have done in regard to marijuana laws?
So this is the second in a series of two reports. The first report was released right at the time when the Milwaukee Common Council was considering a dramatic reduction in the fine for first-time marijuana possession. And indeed, the council did act and reduce the maximum fine from $500 for a first-time possession offense under the municipal ordinance to $50. But at the time that we released that report, there was a lot of concern that people were, in the opinion of some, being needlessly put behind bars because they were given municipal citations for minor marijuana infractions, but the fines were so high that they were unable to pay them and then were being put in jail. And that was having further impacts on their livelihood and their ability to pay. We did some research. We looked at municipal court data. We found that while indeed there were lots of citations being issued, it was very rare for people to actually serve prison time for failure to pay.
For failure to pay and only failure to pay, correct? I mean, you don't necessarily wrap this up with people who are charged for possession and a variety of other crimes. Correct?
This is correct. These are the most minor infractions under solely the municipal ordinance, in this case when marijuana possession was the only violation. And I should add that the fact that people weren't being put behind bars for failure to pay didn't mean that they were paying. We also found that very few people were paying in full, less than 40% paying in full their marijuana fines. It's just that the way that the wheels of justice were working is that people were not seeing time behind bars.
Well, and so that leads to a number of other questions that you studied in this particular research paper. What were those other key questions that you looked at?
So we really wanted to dig deeper into the number of arrests that were actually being made for these low-level marijuana infractions. And we also wanted to explore what are the resources being used by the Milwaukee Police Department, by the Milwaukee County District Attorney, and other elements of the justice system to enforce a law that now carries with it in the city of Milwaukee for a first-time offense a maximum penalty of $50.
Right. Basically, it's how much effort are we putting into to charging people when the maximum return that the city will get is $50.
Precisely. And again, it's a very pertinent question for two reasons. Number one, the fact that resources are limited for our Milwaukee Police Department. But number two, we're having this national debate on marijuana legalization. So one of the questions the forum really wanted to explore was what is possible within the realm of municipal marijuana policy to construct our own paradigm here.
All right. Well, so let's look at those issues sort of one at a time. And the first one is, you know, the effort that's being undertaken to charge people.
Well, what we found, Mitch, is that the number of arrests being made for these low-level marijuana infractions has dropped precipitously over the past 4 years, whereas just 4 years ago in 2012, there were approximately 1,300 such arrests. That was down to just a little bit over 600 by 2015. Now, I should point out that for purposes of our research, the way we are defining a low-level marijuana infraction is anyone caught possessing 25 grams or less with no intent to distribute and no simultaneous violation. So if you're charged with both marijuana possession and auto theft or disorderly conduct, you're not in our data set. So we're really only trying to isolate these very minor infractions.
Well, and you also spent some time talking with the Milwaukee Police Department about why that is, and what did they tell you?
Well, we found that arrests on the whole are down dramatically in the city of Milwaukee. From a peak of 38,000 arrests made citywide for all varieties of crime in 2010, all the way down to 23,000 by 2015, that's a drop of about 40%. I think what we're seeing here is a reflection of some policies put forward by Milwaukee Police Department officials that says we're not going to spend as much time arresting people for minor infractions so that we can devote greater resources to other other crime prevention types of efforts. So I think that's what we're seeing here. When we began our research more than a year ago, Milwaukee Police Department officials were very clear to us. They said, if there's a perception out there that we are aggressively trying to enforce the marijuana ordinance and that we are looking to arrest people on street corners for possessing small amounts of marijuana or smoking a joint in public, that's really not the case. That's already not a departmental priority. Obviously, if we encounter somebody breaking the law, we will act. And really, the data that we have uncovered bears that out. It's in the eye of the beholder, Mitch, if 600 arrests in a given year is a big number or a small number. But we can say that the number has been cut more than in half over the last 4 years.
At the same time, though, you did find that there was a substantial racial disparity in who was being arrested and charged.
That is correct. And so that's, I guess, the downside of the story here. And I will say that when the Common Council started to debate this issue more than a year ago, that was one of the big concerns, this potential racial disparity. We did find, indeed, that of those 600 arrests that I mentioned, of the more than 3,000 over the four-year period, about 72% involved African Americans. And so that is clearly disproportionate to the percentage of the population in the city of Milwaukee, where blacks make up about 39% of the population.
And as you were talking with the Milwaukee Police Department, did they have thoughts about why that is the case?
They did. And let me take great pains to point out that we are not suggesting cause and effect here. By no means are we suggesting that this is due to any racial bias. Actually, the explanation given to us by Milwaukee Police Department officials is that if you were to overlay those areas of the city where there is the most violent crime and where there are the most frequent calls for service, those are going to be the same zip codes where you are seeing the greatest number of low-level marijuana arrests. And that is because there's a heavier police presence in those areas. Therefore, more encounters are happening and more arrests are being made.
So in terms of that last question, you know, the options that the city of Milwaukee might have to look at other ways of treating marijuana, what kinds of conclusions did you draw?
Well, one of the first things that we noticed, and so again, you can look at what has been done from a policy perspective just in recent months. Last June, again, the Common Council dramatically reducing the fine for a first-time violation. At the same time, another change made so that for a second and subsequent small-scale possession offense, the DA and the Milwaukee Police have worked out a protocol so that those cases are not being sent to the DA's office for prosecution, which means a booking isn't made in the jail and people are being released much quicker. So already, if you're of a mind that we shouldn't be spending lots of resources on trying to prosecute and arrest people for these minor infractions, that's already occurring. We did find, however, interestingly, that even though the fine has been reduced to $50, when Milwaukee police are charging someone with one of these minor marijuana infractions, they're actually making an arrest. They're not issuing a citation on the street as they might do for other municipal violations that have similar fines. So that's one area of policy that potentially could be explored as to whether, instead, again, of making arrests, bringing perpetrators down to a district substation, using 3-4 hours of officer time for any one of these given arrests, whether citations should just be issued on the street and people should be let go.
So the fine is still $50. It's just that the process that goes into giving this person the $50 fine involves an arrest versus just a ticket, if you will.
Exactly. And Milwaukee police say that is a result of state law that requires them to do fingerprinting and all sorts of other identification techniques. The question we are asking is whether either the interpretation of state law could be challenged and or, if not, whether city policymakers might want to approach the state, given that they do have from the state the latitude to set the fine where they want. Shouldn't this area of policy perhaps be consistent with that?
Raising the question of whether the police, the use of the police time is worth more than $50 in and of itself.
That's correct. So you certainly have that issue. And you also have the issue, we raise the issue of just police community relations. Arrests are obviously much more visible than simply stopping somebody and issuing a citation.
This was the second of two reports, as you said. Are there still open questions that you think could be looked at in terms of marijuana policy?
Well, again, we think this arrest issue is a big one. We did look at other cities, and we have found that there are cities across the country that, despite more stringent state and federal laws, are legalizing small amounts. It doesn't mean that the sale and purchase of marijuana is legal, but if you, in the city of Detroit, for example, are apprehended on private property with an ounce or less, that is subject to no criminal fine or no criminal violation whatsoever. There have been cities that have actually directed their city attorney and their police department not to use city resources to enforce these laws. Again, one could argue this is already a low level of prioritization from Milwaukee Police. So there may be a few additional areas to go, but really within the confines of existing state law, City of Milwaukee, or other than lowering the fine even below $50, there doesn't seem to be a whole lot more latitude.
So at the end of the day, Rob, if we're talking about a few hundred arrests in a city of 600,000 people, are we at the point where this is no longer an issue?
Well, I think this argument could be really argued from two sides. On the one hand, you do look at the reduction in these arrests, the fact that there were only 600 in 2015. And one of the first reactions could be, well, there's not a problem here. So I guess we can stop talking about needing to go any further in regard to reforms of marijuana policy. On the other hand, some might argue, well, gee, if we're down to 600 arrests anyway, why not go the rest of the way and make sure that we really preserve law enforcement resources for more serious infractions? And let's lower the fine to a dollar. Or let's do as Madison has done, which is to say that small amounts, possession of small amounts by adults is legal as long as it's on private property. Whether that's allowable under state law is debatable, but certainly nobody has gone and tried to change the law in the city of Madison, despite what the state legislature may feel about this issue.
And certainly from a data analysis perspective, there is not an answer to that question that you can give.
There is not. That's where I think the data sort of, we throw it out there, we let people react to it. And again, here's a perfect situation where I think the same data point could receive two different arguments.
Rob, thanks.
Thank you.
Rob Henkin is president of the Milwaukee-based Public Policy Forum. You'll find a link to the group's two reports on Milwaukee's marijuana laws at wuwm.com.